November.
November. November 24th, 1997, Port Chair, Side B, Tape 3.
Okay.
Interviewing Lamia.
So, what one of the things they're looking into is freeing a number of people from Fort Chair, and I don't know whether it's a parole deal or a full pardon or what. Okay. And what they would expect those people to do in return for this is fight the supervillains who are currently terrorizing New York. I'm here because I'm a mind controller. And what I can do, only if you say it's okay, is make you trust me. And then ask you a few questions. And then I'll make a recommendation. I don't make the final decision, I only make a recommendation. Are you interested in this?
Would you cut me?
No.
Please?
No.
Okay. No.
What?
How about them?
No.
Okay. So you want to use your powers on me?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure. It's, you don't, like, see what's inside me, do you?
No.
Because that would be very dangerous for you.
What's inside you?
The will of the queen.
Oh, no, that's okay.
All right, then.
Okay. So, yeah, pretty good. Seven, so I hit PCV 11.
Yeah.
I'm intimidated by people like this. Am I pushing? Need not push.
Wow.
I need only roll the dice and let them fall where they may for a 20. Okay.
You get like a weird sort of echo feeling on your power.
Uh-huh.
Against her.
You're making the blood red queen test you.
Yes, I know what I'm doing. I just realized what I'm doing. Yeah. Boy, am I one stupid kid mentalist.
So she smiles.
Uh-huh.
She's okay. What can we do for each other?
Okay. Here's my big motivation. I want New York in this issue, okay? I want New York free from the Legion of Doom, okay?
Are they back from the dead?
Different Legion of Doom.
Oh, okay.
In order to do that, the best means I can do, the thing that I can do most directly is find people who I can get out of here.
What's Spook Show doing about it?
Spook Show is not up to fighting four really tough, strong people.
Did you learn that the hard way?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
Sure. So, what I want to do is find out if you're one of the people who is, you know, suitable, who can be let go.
She laughs.
Okay. You know, maybe the answer is yes and maybe the answer is no, but I need you to be honest with me to find out.
Do they have... So they're not the sort of people Spook Show could fight. Are they the sort of people who could fight Spook Show?
No.
Find them. Release me and I'll destroy them for you.
Okay. What would you do then?
What I was doing before.
Try and kill Spook Show?
Take over the mob? Nothing. Not kill him.
Do what?
I could explain. If you pet me, I could show you.
No.
No. Then it's hard to explain.
Okay.
Can you look deep inside me?
No.
No.
You said I wouldn't want to do that.
Are you scared?
Cautious. I'm cautious. I've been talking to supervillains in here for 8 hours. And I'm very cautious.
Cautious is good.
I thought so.
But then you've probably already realized that. Spook Show is the guardian that stands between New York City and my creator's will.
Okay.
So if your creator came to you and said, Paul, that's your name, isn't it?
Oh,
Paul?
That's yes. A good time.
So if your creator came to you and said, Paul, this person is thwarting my will.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Then you'd do that, wouldn't you, Paul?
Yeah.
Because you owe everything to your creator.
Right.
I mean, even more important than parents.
Right.
So, anything that you did for your creator, that would be good.
Right.
So that's all I want to do, Paul.
So what you're saying is, your decisions, you know, sort of matter, but what would really matter is what your creator wanted you to do.
Sure.
Sure. I'm not questioning that. I understand that. I'm just making sure we understand each other.
Sure.
Which is good. Okay.
You could go to her and ask her.
Where would I find her?
If you cut me, I could send a little token of myself with you.
No.
It could lead you to her.
No.
She could probably destroy them for you, even without me. I'm only one of her lesser servants.
Okay.
I think she'd like you. There's a lot about you to like.
Thank you.
How do you make it fun if someone trusts you? You make them think faster. Sheesh.
So, okay, I guess that's about it, unless you have any other questions or comments or...
requests?
I'll listen.
I don't suppose they give you anything sharp.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Paper?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not as if we're not being watched. It's not as if it wouldn't be stopped.
It would be very quick.
No.
Oh. It's okay. I can be patient.
Okay.
But if you see her,
mm-hmm.
you'll tell her that I'm still faithful.
If I see her and I have the opportunity to do so without risking my own neck, absolutely.
Can I ask you one little question?
Sure. I may not answer.
I understand.
Okay.
So you mentioned Spookshot.
Yeah.
But there's a supervillainess named Lace.
Yeah.
Would you happen to know if she's imprisoned here as well?
Could be. I mean, they don't tell us everybody.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose they wouldn't. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Oh, wait. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay.
Are you jumping the mind control?
Yeah,
you
the I'm waiting until she's out. I'm waiting until she's out.
Good call.
Okay.
That was interesting and informative, but no.
So what you guys need to know... Okay, that was weird. That was like, there was this weird little double effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can talk about this later.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think it's important
now. It's an immediate issue.
There's no crisis now.
No, it's not an immediate issue.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Let's do Blink.
Okay, last one.
Sure.
I feel like I'm going to ask you if you need like a pause or anything, if you want to get
the next one. No, I'm fine. Okay,
wait,
how are we going to do this? You guys are going to be out of the room, I think.
The guards are starting to look tired as well.
Okay, sure. My powers work fine on the other side of the mirror.
Yeah,
right.
No, but it's not at night. I'm not supposed to look at her.
Right.
Do you have to look in her eyes, or is the back of her head going to do it?
No, if your eyes meet, you're irrevocably in love with her.
Your eyes meet.
That would be...
you guys just don't be in the room, though.
Paul? I will wear a blindfold.
You have no idea if it matters.
There is no way my eyes can meet if I cannot see.
Maria, you have no idea if it matters. My power works on some people who see weird, and it doesn't work on others.
Yeah, it is true that they probably have not had somebody with sonar power see if the power works.
Yeah, let me put it this way. I'm not testing my defenses against her.
Okay, fair enough. I'll wait in the next room.
Does she do anything other than, like, make people fall in love with her? Is she super strong?
Isn't that enough?
Just, I'd know, wouldn't I?
Good point. All Farrell says is that, I mean, that one did.
Okay.
And that she's responsible for a lot of grief.
Okay. Let me put it this way. That's all she does. I can do that. And I don't think
that... Hers seems to last, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hers lasts. It's more powerful. Whatever. I just want to be really, really careful. I like really, really careful.
So they're going to bring her in, first of all, with the bag on.
Right. So are you're waiting behind the mirror?
Yeah, but I'm almost thinking we should face her the other way from the mirror.
We
can reverse this operation so we cannot watch the back of her head.
Yeah.
Behind the mirror would be all in favor of this.
That sounds fine to me.
That works.
And then, like, if she starts to turn around, I blind spot whoever's looking, including myself.
Okay, no, we do it this way.
Blind spot her.
I've got a better idea.
Actually, I blind spot her if she starts to turn around.
Okay.
Alex?
What's going on?
Let's you stay in the room.
What's the plan?
I'm going to make it a better plan.
Okay.
What's the plan?
Let me explain. You two are going somewhere else. Probably
the
in the room on the other
side
of the mirror.
Okay.
We're arranging the room such that she's going to be facing away from the mirror.
Huh.
Alex,
yeah.
You're staying in the room.
Okay.
The guy's going to bring her in a bag. Okay. He's going to sit her down in the chair. He's going to tie her to the chair or do whatever they've got planned. Okay.
A head clamp would be good.
A head clamp is what I'm thinking. You're going to take the bag off. You're going to be standing right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
If she turns around, you're
going
to make her head vanish.
Yeah.
But I think that works because then you're in the room. I've got somebody else who's got muscles.
I want to be on the other side of the mirror.
You're on the other side of the mirror.
Does
you're on the other side of the mirror.
She looks at your, at like this part of the mirror where your eyes are.
They have not like experimented a lot with this.
Hey, I am. My attitude is if...
Why can't we have harmony in the room?
Works with people
because,
who look sonically.
Okay.
I'm going to be on a hair trigger. If she starts to turn, I'm going to black her out.
Right.
I'm not going to pay attention to the conversation. I'm not going to pay attention to anything.
The file would indicate that mirrors are not safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if we went onto the other side of the mirror and crouched so that we were lower than people normally would be?
Well, she's not going to be facing it.
Okay.
I mean, if you see her start to turn around...
We duck.
Then you duck. Yeah.
Yeah, duck and cover.
I think we're okay with this. You guys will have a touch longer.
Okay.
So...
You'll pull the thing. I will have my eyes closed.
Yeah.
I will do it with my hands. I will explain the deal to her. I'll do it with my hands. Now, I'll arrange. Explain the deal to her with the bag on her head.
Yeah,
that might be best.
Okay.
And arrange a head clamp and everything.
Right.
If we can. I don't know if the weapon is
ready
yet.
Then you'll hold her head.
I'll hold her head. Okay. Is she super strong?
No. Not that we know of.
I can't have my eyes shut and blind spot her by touching her head.
Her powers don't work through touch, right?
As far as I know.
Okay.
We have no instances of this.
Do you have any of these gloves? I mean, do you have any gloves of this material?
Yeah, they can give you, like, surgical gloves. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll explain it to her. If she goes for it, we'll do it. Then we'll put the bag back on.
Okay.
What? We don't want tightness. We have no desire
to that. Actually, tightness is no problem for them, so.
Sure, she's a problem for me.
Okay.
Yeah, she already hates you, Paul.
We already know what she's
exactly.
Like. We already know how she's likely to react to anything Paul says.
Might be fun.
Okay, let's do Blink.
Okay,
so they bring her in, they sit her in the other end of it, the two of you are behind the mirror?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where there are also, like, three armed guards.
Right.
And, let's see, the warden doesn't come down here anymore, so it's probably just the three armed guards. There's, who are very nervous looking.
So my position is behind her.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay.
With my eyes shut.
Okay, so they sit her down
there. If I feel her head move, I blanket it out.
Okay.
I push him for the
armed guard. They also, the bag over her head actually has a zipper at the lip, so they will unzip that before they leave.
So if she goes for our teammate in there, we're going to want to do something about it.
So he's going to turn her head invisible?
Yeah.
But that might be too late for your teammate.
I know.
Which
I understand that we're probably going to have to take your teammate out if that happens. Oh, would you be willing to put on one of the belts?
I can.
But that would, like, lead to a very...
I can hold him.
Okay.
And I can close my eyes and he can't do a thing to me.
My perspective
on this. Yeah, we actually know how to fight him.
We can fight him.
Understand if he... But we can't let him walk out of here after that's happened.
Well,
we'll... Yeah, okay, look.
Don't
here's the deal. If I blow it, I want you guys to do what you have to do.
We can put a stun belt on him.
Sure. That would be fine by me.
Human tolerance for pain?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stubborn because I can make myself stubborn.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But if you're writhing on the floor, you're unable to do this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yes. We have externally proven it.
I mean, they don't necessarily...
You can't run through music of towers.
I mean, it may not work because it may that your thing doesn't work as well if it's seen that you have a stun belt on.
Sure.
But are you willing to wear one?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want a demonstration first, or will you just sort of...
It's if you need to use it, it's better that you surprise me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being bracing for it doesn't actually help at all.
That's okay.
Okay.
I still want to be, like, really shocked
by how
much it
hurts. They'll fit it on.
Okay.
Okay.
But, like, she's never going to see the stun belt, right?
Yeah, because if you sit, then the table's sort of blocked.
Yeah.
Sure. Try not to kill me.
Would you like the foot irons?
No.
Okay. Don't. This is so that you don't just shoot Paul if something
happens. No, we understand. If
we can stop
this
Paul.
Is so we can drop him. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
And we will act to stop Paul if something... I mean, we will act to take them both down
that's
if
fine.
Something happens.
And if I fall for Blink, I'm going to say that I can recover whether or not I can.
I know.
Okay.
Right.
They're
looking really, really unhappy.
We'll.
I think you guys know how to deal with that if it comes to it.
We know how to deal with that.
Okay, good.
Look,
I'm a mentalist. You know, I love my teammates. My teammates love me.
Throw your hands when you're doing that. Okay.
But they've thought about how to deal with it. And they're not going to do anything stupid. Okay.
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 So the guard says, the legend
of
you, are you familiar with like the legend of the,
go do that to Carl.
The Golden Fleece, the others? No. Where he like tied himself to the post and like went past and like listened to their songs and got away with it?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, I wasn't planning on it.
Okay.
I'm egotistical about my powers, but I don't want to test myself against her.
Good.
I understand high stakes.
So you are planning to just see if your power works with your eyes closed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to open my eyes.
It does, right? Because we just have to see
her. Yeah, she just has to see me.
Okay, so first of all, you bring
her head and wiggle at her.
I mean, his plan is that his eyes
closed. No, I'm going to be in front of her, but I'm just going to, like, do the cliffs.
Oh, okay.
She is small and pretty and tiny looking inside the,
talk to her.
Right, you know, inside the jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
They handle her as though she were made of, like, radioactive waste.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, take her over there and, like, place her down in the seat. They will probably... Let's see, set her hands there. Honestly, that's probably okay. they'll probably place their hands on the table and put a strip of tape across them. Okay. And then unzip the mouth thing on it and then show you where the draw cord is on the back so that you can pull it off in one motion.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they will probably, before they
would practice this,
they would have you practice putting it on in one
motion. And they would see me practice it blindfold. And in fact, I'm going to be wearing a blindfold, so I feel no intention to open my eyes.
Okay. They can give you one of the bags if you want.
Okay.
Would you like a stun belt as well?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So you've got the bag over your head.
Yeah.
With another bag, you know, at the ready.
Great.
Oh, you're going to pull her bag off. But they'll give you another bag just
I'm not ever going to lose contact with her.
Okay.
We are so careful.
Okay. It seems like kind of funny, given that, like, you know, she's just starting sitting there and she's just this tiny little girl.
Paul understands.
Paul is a mentalist.
Yeah, good point.
Sorry. No mercy. I'm prepared to take them both out blindfolded if I have to.
And where to duck if?
We duck. I keep, well, actually, I'm.
You just. I'm worried about you.
Don't risk.
Right. I duck.
The sonar does not go through the.
Yeah,
mirror.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so are you two with your eyes open?
I'm looking through the mirror if she makes a move or if anything.
We duck.
We duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will probably do something to immobilize everyone without looking.
I mean, okay.
You guys smash through the glass.
That's okay. That is trivial for me.
My actual plan, Carl, if she really tries anything, I blink her head, I use the Marshall Holt and basically use her as a shield because the bullets started coming.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, hit the ground and use her as a shield.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the three guys will have their safeties off.
Good.
There's actually two guys in safety's off. One guy's holding a dead man switch for the stun belt.
Right. That's a good idea.
He's actually held like one in each hand.
Right. Okay.
Which doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If he has to go, he's going to drop the bed.
So, the first thing I need to tell you.
So first of all, she's sitting there very quiet and still.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are her crimes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fine.
And how was she caught?
Accessory to murder. She was part of the whole December 91 thing where, so if you're wondering why Laurentide became Black Ice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh. I could fix some.
And she also had, I think what caused it, Black Ice snapped out of it when Monolith killed Rebel, who's Black Ice's best friend. And then suddenly having Black Ice.
Monolith killed Rebel? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So suddenly having Black Ice. Snap back.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of the, you know, so you calculate the fight one way when, okay, so the world's glacier controller is on our side. It suddenly switches to the other side, and the plan doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to...
We're interviewing.
I want to go over and murmur to Harmony.
Okay. Kill a rebel and I'll snap at them.
She's gotten guards before. Yeah. That's...
You guys are watching all the
cards. We're not watching the cards.
And in fact, Carl,
you're not?
Or you're okay.
Harmony is watching
Carl,
the guards.
You know, subconsciously, maybe I want to sit in the back room just so that there's someone watching guards.
That's good. Behind
me? Sort of, physically. I mean, about to the same extent that you could if there was a optical mirror.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good, actually.
If one of them swings a gun towards you, then yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Like the guards seem to be very intently focused on her.
Yes.
But they're not like mooning over her or anything.
Right, I know, but
build a room of ice, yes.
if I were a clever guard who was in love with her.
Sure. Then I would like silently hide my
I would ice me too.
Yeah, the third one did that. But they still got him.
Right.
Okay. So is she in? Is she sitting?
She's in, she's sitting. She still has the bag on her head.
Okay.
But it's a thumbs up, so she can
That's
talk.
The way we want it.
She hasn't said anything yet. She's
right.
And you've got your hands on her head?
Yeah, one ready to pull the thing
okay.
out. I think one's at about neck level, so I can feel the motion of her muscle.
Okay. She seems like a little tense.
So,
yeah.
Here's the deal. We're really
I don't
ready.
Actually like, you know, pull Gretchen's face off in the heat of the moment.
Snap or not.
Okay, we're really twitchy. I'm well aware of what you can do. If you even seem like you're trying anything, lots of bad things are going to happen.
I know. I've heard this before.
Okay.
You have a new voice.
I'm not anybody you've talked to before.
You sound kind.
Sure. Can I give you the spiel?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Does he really have to have his hands actually on me?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
My name's Paul.
Give me a necro.
And I'm a mentalist. Okay? I do mind control.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you make people fall in love with you?
Yes.
Has it ever caused you anything but pain?
No.
Okay.
So...
I was just wondering.
No, it doesn't end up causing me anything but pain.
True.
So, while I sympathize with you, I'm also pretty terrified of you. The reason I'm here is because there's a team of supervillains. It's the latest incarnation of the Legion of Doom. They're terrorizing New York City.
So you want to use me?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could take this mask off so that we could look each other. I bet you have a kind face.
I do. And you know, I might be able to look at you and not fall instantly in love with you, but I can't take that risk.
Why not? Would it be so bad?
Sure.
No. So, okay, what's your proposition?
Okay. What I'm here for, I'm part of a big process. I'm here to make recommendations to the U.S. government on who they decide to let go.
They're not going to let me go.
You're probably right. I probably wouldn't in their shoes. You know, and if you want to end this interview anytime, that's fine with me.
Keep talking.
Okay. What I do, I control people's emotions, which I think I said already.
Really? Any emotions?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nice.
How do you choose?
I think about what I want to make them feel.
Really?
Yeah.
And they do?
Yeah.
Do they hate you for it?
Occasionally.
How do you deal with that?
I try to be careful about who I mind control, and I try to make sure I'm doing it for good reasons.
Does that work?
It's been doing okay so far.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And now you want to try it on me.
Let me put it, I don't want to do anything to you. What I'm here to offer you, I'm going to talk to you regardless, okay?
Great. This is scared of talking to me.
Sure. Do you have any choice about it? I mean, the power?
Not as far as I know.
It's easier, probably. I mean, I can turn it off.
Really?
My own.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
So, here's what I've been doing. I've been saying, look, you know, I can mind control you to trust me, and then we'll have a conversation, and, you know, I'll have some degree of certainty that the answers are correct. Or, you know, I cannot mind control you, and we can have a conversation, and I can have less degree of certainty that I can trust you. The only thing I'll do is I'll make you trust me, nothing else. If there's any questions you don't want to be asked beforehand, sure, set it up, and, you know, your parameters are fine by me.
But how will you know that your powers work on me?
I won't.
So, then why not just start with the trust?
Sure.
Trust is the first step to a loving relationship.
And that's what they say. So that would be a no on the mind control?
Oh, no. Go ahead. I deserve it.
If you don't have any choice about using your powers, that must really limit your options. I mean, I don't think you deserve it.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
So isn't the next step that you think that they don't deserve being in a place as terrible as this? It is terrible, you know.
I completely believe you.
I didn't even mean to. And after the second guard.
Yeah.
It was unpleasant.
So how did you get involved with the whole Laurentide?
That's a very long story. It ended badly.
Yeah.
Have you ever made mistakes for love?
Yeah.
Like that, then.
Okay.
But with more collateral damage.
You know, I mean, the questions I've been asking is, would you do it again? Do you want to commit more crimes? Why do you commit crimes? That kind of thing.
But they don't really apply to me, do they?
No. So, I guess the real question is there any safe way? I mean, can you think of anything?
I don't have a safe power. I have an effective power.
Right.
How many people did you say there were in New York?
Four.
That's easy. And can they hurt each other?
Sure.
So I could do that.
Okay.
If I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to be thinking, well, what if I just, instead of putting two on two, what if I just have all four fall in love with me? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, but if she were in love with me, then she wouldn't want to use her powers on them for that purpose.
Sure, but I've been down that road.
Okay.
And I don't do that anymore.
That's good. That's so mature. You sound young.
Yeah, I'm 17.
Wow. That's surprising.
How so?
But there would sound like a 17-year-old in, too. There's not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, that's okay. There's an amazing shortage of people in the world who can, you know, interview somebody with some reasonable degree of certainty that what they're saying is the truth.
Sure, especially when they lock most of them up.
Sure. So I'm probably the only one trustable. Ugh.
And they trust you because...
behavior.
I'm a pretty public figure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Would I know you?
How long ago did you get locked up?
I don't know. Years?
91?
What you wouldn't years know. Now?
Well, 98. 99, 97.
97,
huh? So I was like 12 when you got locked up, and I hadn't manifested yet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on a very public team. I'm on the UN team.
Is the UN team?
Sure.
Is PAX on it?
No.
Is PAX here?
No.
Uh-huh.
We're completely separate from PAX.
Oh, you don't like PAX, do you?
No.
Okay. Because he's a glory hound? Or because he's an adult?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. So, I mean, can you choose how to use your powers? Can you turn it off? Because you just said you could put, you know, four with you as easily.
I can't keep people from falling in love with me if they see me.
Okay.
But I can choose what I ask them to do for me.
Okay. Boy, I'm just not going to come up with any answers off the top of my head. And you've probably been thinking about this a lot longer than I have.
I try not to think about it too much.
Okay.
I have a possibility.
Okay.
Oh, who's that? Hey, since you've got your hands near my neck, would it be okay if you introduced yourself?
Sure. My name is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Are you 17?
Yes. I think it's transparent.
You have very strong fingers.
My point is, if you, would you be willing to have some restrictions on your life so that people didn't see the part of you that makes them fall in love?
By gouging my eyes out? I don't think so. It's a little too Greek.
Do mirror shades work?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's how I avoided having every random person I ran into fall in love with me.
My point is...
not as much fun as it sounds.
You have control over the power, if only with processes.
Yeah, if mirror shades work.
Which means you can actually give your consent not to do it, if we can trust you to do that. The question is, do you have to do it? Or do you...
am I compelled?
Are you capable of not using your power? Mm-hmm. Are you capable of being careful enough to be left free?
I bet you've asked that question a lot of times today.
Sure.
Did you save me for last?
Mm-hmm.
Not Orion?
Mm-hmm. Orion may have to be physically alert.
Ah. So I'm guessing you didn't select him, did you?
People who threaten to, level the East Coast are not popular in the U.S.
Sure. I mean, that would be New York and a lot of other stuff besides.
Sure.
So you can control your power. It is just a matter of proper behavior, which is not that different from everyone else, actually.
Sure.
I suppose.
So shall we start the questioning?
Sure. But, you know, I don't know how your power works or if it'll get tangled up in mine or whatever. So, if things go badly here, they will probably hurt me very badly. So keep that in mind with whatever you...